We have got Anka Brandt, who is the co-author, and her husband, Aldred De Beer, is also the co-author. I'm going to speak to Aldred on another occasion. I just thought there is just so much to cover in this discussion, Anka. And I know that you too have got so much to share with this book. I mean, this book has come about after so many years of preparation and putting all this information together. So first of all, welcome to Impact 103FM's Morning Drive. Thank you so much for spending this time with us to share on this book. Give us a background about yourself. I did say that your surname is Brandt because that is how you have qualified for your PhD, but you are married to the co-author Aldred De Beer. Give us some background on yourself.
Good morning, Brigitte, and good morning to all the listeners. It's really such a wonderful privilege just firstly to share the gospel, because this is really what this book is about, is to just to bring edification, bring wisdom, bring understanding, because we see this every single day. I work as a full-time counselor. It's one of the things that I'm doing. And Brigitte, if I have to tell you how many times I have to repeat myself in the counseling room, sometimes I wish I can just record myself, because this is literally what I see. With teenagers, I see anxiety, I see depression, I see self-harm, suicide attempts, thoughts of committing suicide. And then with the lower grades, the primary school children, I see in the boys especially, I see this aggression and rebellion and teachers complaining that the boys cannot sit still, they do not concentrate, they are disobedient. And each and every time, my very first question to these children, whether it's high school or primary school, I'm asking, what is your screen time? Because then it's every time for the high school students, they will say 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day. And interestingly, research is now proving that the average teenager is spending 7.5 hours a day on social media or on their phone. So obviously the consequences of this excessive screen time will be far reaching, and we have to bring that back to a normal some way, because we're not in COVID anymore, we're not in lockdown anymore. We have to bring our screen time back to what is balanced and to what is normal.
So what is balanced? What is normal? Yes, we understand 4 hours, even 4 hours is not great. 7.5 hours is even worse. What is a normal screen time, Anka?
So my suggestion is for a child younger than 5, absolutely zero screen time. And when I talk about screen time, I'm not really specifically referring to a television screen. I'm specifically talking about a digital platform like a cell phone, a tablet, a computer, a laptop. So yes, for a child younger than 5, really no screen time. If you want to show a child something, the rule is really that this is something that the parent and the child must do together. So you watch something interestingly, like lions or fishes or Barney or whatever the child loves, watch that together. And after that 20 or 25 minutes video is over, switch it off and then let that child go and play. For a primary school child, the rule is 1 hour a day screen time. That's the maximum amount. And then for high school students or your teenagers, 2 hours a day maximum. So sometimes I say during a holiday or during weekend, you can increase that screen time, but you have to split it. Say your boy is in primary school and he loves his gaming. Let him play then for 1 hour in the morning. Let him play outside for the rest of the day. And as a reward for good behavior, he can have screen time again, say late in the afternoon, early evening.
Let's look at the facts. I mean, the generation of teenagers how it stands at the moment is currently the most stressed out generation. 42% of teenagers are facing mental health problems. And as a result, it is due to overuse of internet. I mean, I had an interview yesterday evening with somebody who is a coach. He is a youth coach that is at one of the high schools. And he says at every break, children are coming to him and they are expressing that they have got anxiety. I mean, that alone at one school is a sign that the teenagers of today are facing insurmountable amounts of stress, and it's just not on. We should be doing something to curb that.
Yes, so this is really, really something that, like I said previously, that I also experience in the counseling room, where the teenagers is absolutely stressed out, they are depressed, they are really like in a depression epidemic. And the sad part is that screen time is absolutely contributing to that. And maybe we don't have a lot of time now to go into the mechanics of what is happening in the brain and what is screen time doing to your brain. But just to break it down in very basic, simple terms, when you are in front of a screen, you are secreting too much dopamine. Some research is saying that is as much dopamine as cocaine. So that is where we get the word digital cocaine from. But when you secrete too much dopamine, your brain wants to balance all these secretions and neurotransmitters, then immediately it drops the serotonin level. And when you do not have serotonin in your body, you are depressed. And then again, when your serotonin levels is dropped too low, your brain rises, your cortisol level, and cortisol is where your anxiety comes from. So immediately you do feel stressed, you do feel anxious, but it's because of this too much dopamine in the brain. And the solution is so simple as to reduce screen time. Just reduce the screen time to normal, because 4 hours, 5 hours is not normal. And then again, mostly these teenagers and even children, they sneak their phones into their room, or they have an Xbox in the room, or they have a computer in their room. So when you think that they are sleeping, they are actually online into the wee hours of the morning. So obviously when they wake up, they will be depressed, they will be stressed, they didn't sleep well, they will be in a bad mood. So we have to go back to rules, back to boundaries, back to basic things. No screens in the room. Bedtime is important. Children need sleep. And then, yes, minimize or minimum, put that to a minimum, the screen time of a child. And there is amazing applications, actually, how you as a parent can monitor the screen time. The best application for me, but it's a paid application, is called Bark. Like a dog that's barking. Amazing application. But then you can also get one like Family Link or Screen Time. And on that applications, you can monitor your child's screen time and even switch off the screen if you feel like he should not be online at the moment.
So there is a way for a parent to control seeing what children are looking at, and also the amount of time that they are spending on their screens, by a way of having apps like you just mentioned, Bark, that you use personally. Like you said, it is a paid app, but I'm sure it's worth every cent, also for peace of mind, and Family Link and a few others that you also mentioned. So when it comes to getting you realize now that your child is now being exposed to this harmful content, what kind of conversation do you have with your children before you go ahead and just put this app on and control what they are watching on their screens? I mean, you don't want to go the whole military way where you just give phones and you put apps on and you just block them. You need to also have this conversation with them to explain to them about the exposure that they are, the content that they are exposing themselves to when it comes to harmful content. It needs to be a discussion first, I'm sure.
Yes. So for me personally, I don't think a child in the primary school needs a phone. There's no reason why a child should have a phone. They are safe at home when they go to school. They are safe at school. Should they need to contact the parents for whatever reason, you know, the office is there. When I was in school and there was a crisis or you need to speak to your mother, you went to the office and, you know, spoke to the tani and he can tour. So, yes. And another thing is that what parents maybe do not realize is that the age restriction for social media applications is 12 and most is 13. So legally, really, before the age of 13, even WhatsApp have an age restriction of 13, so they don't need a phone. So from high school, I will say, all right, children have pressure. I understand that. They need to communicate. They must connect with their friends. That is a good thing. So yes, give your child a phone. But like you say, Brigitte, you must have the talk with your child first. It's like giving a child a loaded gun and not discussing the safety rules of that gun. And the same goes with the phone. When you give your child the phone, discuss the rules, discuss the boundaries, and also discuss the consequences should that child not keep to the rules. But yes, there is a lot of dangerous content out there. Not all the dangerous content will be harmful to your child necessarily, but discuss that. Discuss what the child must do if he is being bullied online. Give him a platform for conversation. Open the door. If he maybe come across something that is really disturbing, you know, we know all the adult content out there. Adult content is available even on a game like Roblox, which is a game for children. So have this conversation, explain to him what is adult content, and if he come across something like that, to please, please come and tell me, put down the phone, switch off the screen, and come tell mommy or daddy, I've come across content that I don't think is good, and have that conversation with them. And then again, if your child have been exposed to adult content or harmful content or violent content, and you are noticing that there is a change in your child's behavior, because all this type of content is immediate trauma to the brain, because they do not understand what they just saw. So yes, they will be traumatized, they will be upset, and most of them will have so much shame that they will be scared to talk about it. So if you see there is a change in the child's demeanor and he does not have the he does not want to talk to you, or he feels he's going to hurt you, or you as a parent will be disappointed, then get expert help. Take that child to a play therapist or an occupational therapist or a counselor, and have this sorted out, because the amazing news is that it can be sorted out. A child can get healing, it can get deliverance, and it does not have to affect the rest of his life.
Dr. Anke Brunt, really appreciate your time this morning. I feel that this is a conversation that needs to be continued, but for time constraints, we need to end this conversation for today. But we will have you in studio when you are not traveling around the country to go do counseling that you are doing in the different schools. We'd love to have you and your husband in, as you both are co-authors of the book Digital Dilemma. We thank you for what you are doing. I know this is a book that was done out of obedience to what the Lord wanted you to do a few years ago, and now it's coming into fruition. So good on you guys for that. I'm going to also give the listeners a chance to win one of two copies of this book, but I'll give them more information on how they can do so after this interview. So Dr. Anke Brunt, thank you so much for your time, and until next time, we will God bless you, that is, and we'll arrange for another interview. I really think it might be a good way for our listeners also to send through WhatsApps during an interview with you, and maybe ask some questions from a parent or just a guardian perspective and how they can handle challenges that they are facing with their youth, their young ones in their homes. So until next time, thank you so much.